Peaceful Army.
Peaceful Army.
Welcome to the podcast of the Peaceful Army.
What? Really?
And I'm not sorry.
What does it mean?
Oh my god!
Greta's gonna wreck my shit.
Yes, I'm obsessed with Greta Van Fleet, and what do you care?
I think I'll make this my entire identity.
That was not very Peaceful Army of you.
If you don't like it, you can fuck off!
Welcome to the podcast of the Peaceful Army. I'm your co-host, Lindsay.
And I'm your co-host, Zoe.
Yeah.
Dude, what a crazy month it's been. Oh my god.
It's been like 2 months.
Yeah, this whole year, really. What a crazy beginning of 2024, let me say. No words.
None.
Absolutely none. Silenced.
Except for we're going to have a lot of words and only about what has happened in the past 2 months. Because yes. We literally have not done this in 2 months.
Yes. A month. Because we had two episodes where we had a guest and then...
I guess you're right.
Where I did the interview. So, but it's been like almost 2 months since we've been in this stew, just you and me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It makes me sad.
I know, but we're doing it now. So.
I know. I missed you.
I missed having you
right here. That was so choice.
I know. Now you just got to come here.
I will.
Good. Okay.
Don't think I won't.
I'm holding you to it.
All right.
The fans need to see. They need to see both of us here.
With the little Grim Reaper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know you can't tell what he is in my background. He just looks bright, but
it's a glowing light. He's what you become when you do the Josh meditation a lot and you become a light orb and you ascend to the stars. That's what you become, actually.
Exactly. You
the
got
neon
it.
Sign. I know things, actually.
Yeah, I'm happy you do because I was wondering that myself.
Yeah, I know a lot of things. And we're going to talk about a lot of things that I know.
Oh, okay. Let's start with that then.
Well, you have the list, so you can get started with our news.
Okay. Item number one I have is live shit.
Yes.
Not live shit, but the live shit. That's
yeah.
That's not shit. It's just I'm saying
it's gorgeous. It's so far from shit. It's so like they drop it on a Wednesday and I'm at work and I'm like, one time I actually did watch it in the middle of my class and I was like, hey guys, just wait.
Hey guys, actually I need to go for a second.
Hey guys, I need to go watch my music video. But I can't play them in class because sometimes he's fucking cussing. I'm like, thanks Josh.
Thanks better for than saying sex.
Better than sex. I almost played that in front of my kids. Thanks Josh, love ya.
I know, their songs are like majority clean except for of course that one little
when they
line.
Open- when they open their mouths. It's when they open their mouths to talk. That's when I know I can't trust them.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's been really wonderful. I mean, Starcatcher itself, I'm pretty sure was recorded live. So, but it feels even different having it like live recorded in a studio to see it all happening. It's like, mind blown. And the strings and the backup singers, like it's being knocked out of the park. Let me just say that.
I need a moment. I need a moment to just absolutely drool up over that choir because, oh my fucking god, dude. It's just a high-powered group with such a small sound. It's like Josh. Like, they found a choir that was the energy of Josh, but in, like, a harmony, you know? I just, oh, so good. It's so good. Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the musical knowledge that you do, but I just sit there and I go... Yes, this is it. Yep. And
he's on. He's so on. They're all so on, but like especially Josh.
This was also filmed though before they went on tour, from my understanding, because if you guys have downloaded the StarCal, which is on their website, you could like see their calendar and it had like tour dates and everything. But also there was something like I think it was around June 20th, they had live session tapings.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been wondering what those were for months, thinking that something would come, and then nothing came, and I forgot about it. And then now, here you go. Here's live Starcatcher stuff. So I think we have one more song to wait for. I think they're doing Farewell for now.
Probably.
And I'm going to cry.
It's only for now, because in how many fucking days?
We're at 69 days till they lose.
my God, dude. I love that.
I know. And for everyone listening, I also bought myself tickets to South Carolina. So if you're there, I'll see ya.
I have so much FOMO. You guys are going to have so much fun.
I mean, we have an extra ticket. So if you can swing it, you should come.
You didn't tell me that. Now I know it. I feel like I need to go. When is it?
Mother's Day, May 12th, the week, literally the Sunday before Pittsburgh.
Fuck. Dude. Mm-hmm. Dude. Okay, this is not something we need to talk about right now, or else I'll start just descending into madness. I want to do that so bad. But okay, I have to think about Pittsburgh too, though, because it's going to be a trek for me. But right. we want to meet up with people. We want to make it. So Gresty's listening, if you're going to Pittsburgh, which a lot of you are.
I think, you know, it's all, from what I understand, the New England, New York, Gresty's, that's the closest show. Yep. So a lot of the people that I know from my area here, like, they're going to Pittsburgh, they're making the trek. Mm-hmm. So I think that was just a lot of people's first choice in terms of closeness.
I think you're right.
Plus, Pittsburgh, I hear it's a cool city. Why not? You know? I don't
Why
know.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not go to Pittsburgh? But also South Carolina. Now I'm thinking about it. You, God damn it. You, oh, I wish you hadn't said that to me, because now I want to go. I want to meet Maddie. Maddie. Hi, Maddie. I love you, Maddie.
Hi, Pookies.
Hi, Pookies. If you're just listening, me and Zoe keep doing the little uppy hand. Hi, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Guys, we haven't been FaceTiming or anything. We've been deprived of each other. So this is going to be an unhinged episode, I think.
Yeah, we've both been just extremely busy and overwhelmed. Yeah,
and depressed.
If you know, notice that we've been taking like a little step. Hold on, there's an emergency vehicle passing my house right now.
It's the season for SAD, which is aptly seasonal affective disorder. Mm-hmm. It's so close to being done, though. I just feel it in my heart, and then it decided to snow in Indianapolis, and I got cut down a notch, but...
You know what? I was just thinking about this the other day, right? Mm. Actually, this morning. Mm-hmm. I remember distinctly when Meeting the Master came out as a single, and it was, like, a pivotal moment in my life. I was changing jobs. The sun was shining more. Mm. I was like, oh, my God. So now that song is associated with spring for me and, like, new beginnings. So I'm so fucking excited for it to be warm out so I can, like, listen to that song and be like, yeah, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm hoping for.
That's how Caravelle reminds me of running in the summer when I was healthy and I was actually running. And I think I remember listening to him being like, these are the times I'm going to remember well. Come to find out, only a couple months later, it would get this bad, and I would think, wow, I really miss it.
Yeah, yep. We need a mountain of the sun day, that's for sure.
We need a mountain of the sun. We need a mountain of the sun. We need a light to light our love. The sun will come back. It'll be spring so soon. New life will form again. This kind of transitions into, maybe this isn't what we want to talk about next, but I really want some, like, cool new stuff for this new leg. Like, what are our theories? Because we were just talking about this in the group chat. Like, I think it could happen, of just, like, some extra stuff, you know?
Well, here's my thinking, right? Like, they have a few festivals before they actually start their leg. Mm-hmm. And I'm debating in my head whether they're going to, like, change outfits for the festivals or if they're going to change it for the new leg.
They could introduce a little bit.
I think so. I think they might keep some of their star catcher fits for, only have like two festivals until the St. Louis. So I think Josh is going to change it up, because Josh always be changing it up, you know?
He needs a new fit all the time.
But I don't think they're going to Yeah, true. I don't think they're going to unveil new outfits for the festivals. I think they're going to save that for the second leg. I would love to see them, I was talking about this, in color. Guys, I have a controversial opinion. A lot of people might not agree with me. I love Silver Suit Jake. Oh, yeah. I think it's so piratey.
Well, pirate,
I think
yeah.
Silver really like provided a glow to him. Mm-hmm. The black, I think, is very, it's very Jake. Don't get me wrong. Like, that's the classic. Crunchy,
the sparkle sprinkle suit is good, but.
Yes, I love it. Don't get me wrong. But something about that silver suit, like, really lit him up well. He had the fluffiest hair at that point. Like, I don't know. Something about it just really is now, like,
connected. I think he'll bring it back.
I hope so. I'm wishing. I think Sammy should keep the red suit. Keep Sammy in red. I don't
keep Sammy in red 2024.
Keep Sammy in red 2024. Hashtag keep Sammy in red. I want Josh to bring back more iconic jumpsuits, but I just don't think he's going to. I think he loves to leave the eras in the past. And if it doesn't fit the era, it's not coming back out. And it's like, bring back Red Rocks.
He did. I know, right? I don't think it fits, though. Red Rocks just doesn't fit Starcatcher.
It very much fits Anthem of the Peaceful Army.
Then again, the maroon medieval looking fit, he brought that back. And I was like, okay, like Skinny Queen, bring that back. Like, he could. Yeah.
Whatever
the fuck he wants. Yes. And the eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
not my like favorite one, but yeah, I like that one. Yeah. I want him to bring back the periwinkle one.
I know you love that one.
That one's like my second favorite ever.
What's your first?
I mean, it's hard to pick between Red Rocks.
It's hard.
But I also like that. I like the blue star one, obviously, because everybody likes that one.
That one just looks so comfy.
It looks so good. Little snatched waist.
I like Josh.
Hourglass figure. I love it.
I love Josh. Mm-hmm. Not because he's shirtless in this outfit, but him in just the white sparkly pants with the scarf.
Oh, yeah. For Archer?
That, yeah. He just, that works for him. Yep. Just doing that. Like, cool. And I think it just is so simple, yet it works.
Mm-hmm. It's, and also the whole, I like that it's kind of like layered and he goes through layers and he has that whole bit about like, and you can take off clothes. And I like the cape as well. Like the cape as
the Sun
part
King
of that.
Cape?
Oh, just, mwah. That one I feel is different though than the jumpsuits. So when I think of jumpsuits, I don't think of that outfit because it doesn't read as a jumpsuit to me. So that one's like its own thing. That might be my favorite, the Sun King cape. It's very beautiful. But I also love Danny's capes. Danny has been killing it in purple. I want more purple on him.
I think with all of them, right, like I think their stylists must know about like their color theories and about colors that work for them. And I think purple is a shade that really vibes with Danny. I think gold is also really good on Danny, but Starcatcher isn't very gold right now. So I get it. Don't put Danny in gold because the theme is white and silver. But
okay, but Danny was peak in Dreams and Gold.
The gold cape outfit?
With his blonde highlights. He did great.
Daniel, bring back the highlights 2024.
Don't even say that because now that we know that, okay, and that's some other stuff that has happened too. Of just like, why don't we talk about?
I'm gonna cry. I can't talk about it.
I know we talked about Daniel perceiving our faces even for 2 seconds. That was scary.
Haven't talked about that.
Have we not?
Danny liked one of our Instagram posts, and we're totally normal about it, guys.
We're totally normal about it and not fangirly at all, and it was very normal and fine that it happened.
It was normal and fine.
It was normal and fine.
No problems.
We're so normal.
I didn't immediately scream and then, like, go nonverbal FaceTime for a minute after.
Yeah. Well, and you know what else we're normal about is the fact that Matthew Sithkin, who you talked to in the flesh, well, on the phone, said to the extent of, you know, if Daniel has seen a reel, then then they've listened to the podcast or something along those lines. And
yeah, then
literally
he knows
shouts
who
him out.
We are.
At the end, he's like, Danny, call me up. Like, oh, stop doing that.
So here's a little backstory, guys, because I want to give you the full story of how that all came to be, right?
I'm so here. That's why I poured myself a little cuppy, because I need that. I need this. Yeah. Ready?
I need my cuppy too. My cuppy, mm-hmm. my mysterious drink.
Unidentified liquid.
Unidentified liquid. I don't know what my hair is doing right now, but it's bothering me. So
something
tucking it.
Sexy. Looking nice. Well, looking nice in your Jake cosplay.
Thank you.
You're Jake, I'm Josh. Slay. In my white.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
This is where it all starts, right? I'm on my couch one night. My boyfriend's off with his friends doing his music stuff. So I'm mm-hmm. alone. And I'm watching the Age of Machine music video. I'm like, God, this thing is so cool. This video was so cool. Like, oh my God. Like, it tells a whole story. And then you go into the Heat Above one and the doors from the bunker open. Oh my God. Like, I wish I could talk to the guy who filmed it. Sure enough. Oh my God, there's another emergency vehicle going by my house. I hope everyone is okay. Okay. I'm like, let me check the YouTube. And there he is. There's his name, Matthew Daniel Siskin. And I'm like, let me check him out on the interweb. So I look him up. Website, no email, nowhere to contact. I'm like, okay. A little discouraged. I don't know. And then I go and I see his Instagram. And I'm like, ooh, I could DM him. And I'm like trying not to let the anxiety get the best of me. I'm typing it out. I'm sending it to Lindsay. I'm like figuring it out. I'm like, oh, okay. Do it for the plot. Like that became my motto these past few weeks. It's just
and it still is 2024. Do it for the plot because it works.
It works. So I DM'd him and I was like, this guy's not gonna answer me. Like he's worked with Beyonce, he's like doing magazines.
Shawn Mendes.
He's
in California.
Yeah. This man is too busy to talk to some silly little girl like about Greta Van Fleet. And he responds within like 2 hours. And I was like, holy shit. And he was like, I'd love to talk about that. That was such a super fun part of blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh my God. So we're messaging back and forth on Insta. And, like, he's not answering at one point. I'm like, I know he's super busy. I don't want to bother him, but it's been a few days. And I'm like, oh. So I do, like, one last attempt. I'm like, can you talk tonight? I'm around. And he was like, yep. It was, like, 12:30 for me. It was way in California for him. So,
also
like, 9.
For me, on a school night, right?
Yeah. It was like a Tuesday night. And I was like, okay. So I hop in my office. I'm setting up my camera. I'm doing the lights. I'm, like, waiting for him to call. I'm like, oh, my God, any second now. And then it rings. I'm like, holy fuck. I'm like trying so hard to like calm. Exactly. And it's not that I'm like fangirly nervous. Like I'm just anxious talking to people on the phone. Yeah. I can't call my doctor. I can't order food. Like I'm just bad. So I pull up.
Except for you're not because you did fucking great.
Okay. But in my head, I'm bad. Okay.
Yeah.
So I had like a whole list of questions pulled up and like things to say if I was getting like overwhelmed by speaking. So I start with that. I'm trying to be comfortable. We're talking. And I'm expecting this guy to just be like somebody who directed their music videos and did the camera work. No.
So much more than that.
No. Like, I kind of knew he was like creative director, but then he's like pulling out like, we were like family. I just talked to Jake 3 hours ago. I pushed for the gate symbol. Like
we lived together during the pandemic. Like
he was like, I did this photo shoot. I'm like, oh, you mean one of my favorite photo shoots of all time?
Yeah.
What the fuck? So I'm like internally, like everything, all the blood is rushing like out of my body. And I'm like, oh my God, this is insane. What have I gotten myself into? Like, I just thought he was a camera editor guy, blah blah blah. And then it just developed into so much more. And he gave such, like, a beautiful story about his time with them. Like, and it just, like, melted my heart, dude. Because I was like, oh, my God. Like, all these things that we always talk about, like, they just feel like good guys. They feel like they're different than a lot of other male musicians. And it felt very validated in that moment to feel that way about them. Mm-hmm. And to know that they are like very caring and stay in touch with somebody like him who is just supposed to be a creative director. Like, but they still reach out to him. They still talk to him. Like, you know, they check in. Like, I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then he throws some more shit at me and he's like talking about all this other stuff about the statue. And I'm like, this is so cool. Yeah. And then he said, oh, boys, if you're listening. And I was like, they don't They're listen. Not. I was like, no way, because, you know, the only interaction we've gotten is one like from Danny. And he was like, oh, well, if Danny saw it, I'm sure they're aware. And I was like, no,
don't say that.
I don't think so. No, you're crazy. That.
I already have a hard enough time understanding that there's like 60 people that listen consistently. Which, by the way, oh, that's the other thing we need to talk about is the Valentines. The Valentines were so fun. I loved writing them all up, and I should have. I'm sorry, y'all. I did not put Zoe's name on most of them. But if you got one,
here,
then just know we both love you so much, because that was my labor of love for many nights, just being like, I love you guys. Blah 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 blah.
I love it.
It was so fun.
Yeah. So, anyways, I had a that was a crazy week.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot, and I just remember sitting in my room after and like basically being like, I can't believe that happened. I can't believe it. And it was very, not out of body, but like, oh my God, my anxiety didn't conquer me today.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of myself because I did something that was fun for me to do and also passes along a lot of cool information to you guys. Yeah. And it was like, this is something that I can do. And it kind of made me rethink a lot about like what I want to do when I grow up. And I was like, maybe I could interview people. That would be kind of fun.
Dude, it was such an incredible thing to see happen to you too. Because as much as I wished I was there to be a part of it, it was the perfect thing for you because of your profession, because of what you do as an artist. And to hear that they are also thinking so highly of their art that they treat the people that are also, you know, putting their hands on their art as family, like that feels so cool to be even like the 5 degrees of Kevin Bacon, you know, it feels even that cool to be connected to somebody who is connected to them and know that that still rings true of just like the artistry and the feeling of family is real. It's not an act. It's real.
Yeah. It was a really cool conversation. He's a normal guy. Everyone in it reminds me once again, it's very hard. And this is a topic I think that is always consistently important when you're in a fandom, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to remember, as much as we love these guys, they are normal people.
And we do not know them.
No, yeah. We don't. We could say and speculate and feel things, but at the end of the day, we don't know them. Mm-hmm. We're a part of their lives.
We are not their friends.
Far distant way that we are a part of their life. We're a small, minuscule piece of a fandom. Mm-hmm. But like my consistent worry with talking to Matthew is I didn't want it to seem like I was trying to talk to him to get to anything, because I wasn't. That wasn't the goal. And I think he understood that because I was genuinely curious in all the techniques that he did. Mm-hmm. So that was like really cool that he was willing to like give information and he wasn't short with me, because sometimes you worry, like being in a fandom, that's the first thing that people are going to think about is you only want to talk to me because you want to get close.
You're like a groupie. You don't care about the art. Yeah. You're just here for some reason.
If anything, Greta Van Fleet, stay away from me because I'll cry.
I'll freak the fuck out, actually. So
talk about this all the time. Like, what would happen? I'm like, I need to take my anxiety meds the day of. I need to lay down. I'll probably end up like,
we need to stop talking about it, because the more we talk about it, the more real it becomes. I need No,
dude, it's so, going back to the, I guess, parasocial conversation I'm having, like, these, we don't know these guys, but it is nice to hear from other people that they're chill, you know, and that we don't have to worry. And that was something I talked about with Matthew, was like, you're constantly worried as a fan sometimes that something's around the corner, that something's going to come out about your favorite artist. Like, I remember being a big fan of Rex Orange County, and there was a ton of stuff going down about him, and it was like, well, shit, like, this is an artist who was a part of my life for 2 years, who comforted me through COVID, and now, like, fuck. So that's something you always worry about, and it's nice to know that, like, they are genuine normal people, and we don't have to treat them like they're gods. We just appreciate mm-hmm. their music, appreciate their artistry, mm-hmm. and we could freak the fuck out when we meet them, of course, because they're fucking Greta Van Fleet.
Don't even say when.
Oh, no, I'm scared.
No, but I agree, because you want to, I don't know, it's for me, and I've had this conversation with several people where it's like, some people don't need to, like, some people don't need the art that they consume to be created by even good people, you know? I tend to want that to be true, because I feel like the art that I enjoy and consume the most usually comes from a very personal place, and I feel like that's true with Greta, yes. And now we have confirmation that it's true, but
yeah.
I do think there's a healthy divide. However, it's nice to know that every suspicion is kind of confirmed of like, yeah, they do think that hard about it. You know, that stupid comment that we got that was like, it's just a song. Bitch, it's actually not. So fuck you.
It's actually not just a song because you're stupid.
I feel like, you know, all of our theories are right. Matthew said yeah. so.
Matthew said we should be thinking that deep about it, guys. So...
Fuck, he did.
You, if you thought that we were taking it too far,
yeah,
because these motherfuckers definitely sit there and just mm-hmm. talk for hours about the fucking lore. Mm-hmm. He said the word lore, guys. He said the mm-hmm. word lore. He learned about what the inspiration was for the gate. Uh-huh. Alchemy symbols confirmed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So guys, get off my freaking case, because it is
get off
that
my dick.
Get
why? Are more people not jumping on this is my question. Because this is
everything.
People want
to be surface level listeners.
Fine. I guess so. That's fine. But you guys do you. But we are hacking the fucking Matrix over here, bro. Next, we need to talk to, is it Gus Black? Because I was just watching Meeting the Master again last night. Insane. It's beautiful.
I know. I want to ask so many questions, but I don't want to touch anything while it's too new.
True.
And that's why I felt comfortable reaching out to Matthew, because it had been a few years.
And he said
a lot has come out. Yeah. That's a main reason why he felt comfortable talking to me. So I don't want to touch anything that's too new, because it's obvious that they're trying to give us time to think about it all, guys. So take your time and think about it. And then in like a little while, I'll figure it out. Okay?
Take your time. Go listen to our old episodes, because it's clear to me some people, I love you guys, but it's clear to me that some people have not listened to all the episodes. Some people are like, what do you think about this? I'm like, bitch, we talked about that in episode 2.
We talked about that already.
No, I love you guys. We talk a lot, so I understand it takes a while to get through our episodes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not mad at anybody.
If you're like me, I like to listen to a podcast while eating dinner, while doing some chores. Hang out with us, you know?
Hang out.
We're fun.
Come and theorize, literally.
Come and sit and theorize and get deep with us. Have long talks until you want to hug us and...
At 3 a.m. and you can't talk anymore. It's fine.
No, I'm fine.
Because you just knew Josh was like that. And now... It's fine. I'm not parasocial at all.
No, we're not parasocial.
No, the hat's not even on.
Let's see, like... There is healthy ways to obsess over something or an artist.
Yeah.
And it's a very fine line to walk.
Hmm.
But, like, I feel like when parasocial starts to take a wrong turn is when you're making bigger assumptions about people, you know, just because of, like, we can say that we think that they're nice guys, but the second you're like, I think so-and-so is getting married, like, why?
Okay, let's talk about it, because what the fuck? Sometimes I wonder if anything is based off of reality or if people are just bored. I think people are just bored sometimes. And they think
People are trying to stir the pot because they're bored.
They're bored, or they just like are so unhappy with their own existences, which like, hey, listen, depression is real. But, like, sometimes I
love you, but figure it out, girl.
And it's like when you start to put things into the world that are not beneficial to the person you are talking about, right? Like, if we're talking about our faves and we're saying, like, I think they're such great people and I love their art and blah, 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 blah. And, oh, I think this person should wear red because it's a good color. That's, like, that doesn't harm a person at all. Whereas when you start, I don't know, just like theorizing about personal details of
getting
people's
involved
lives
in their personal lives. Like,
it's not yours.
No, we can say things about them that they publicly put out, you know, like outfits are public. We see them. Mm-hmm. We know what colors. We see Amber Doyle's.
They're also for
costumes,
us,
you know?
Yes.
Yeah. But like, stop it, guys. If you're trying to stir the pot, I get it. It's a very boring time of the year for us Cresties. It's very lonesome without seeing them on your feed or somebody popping up with a live video at a show. You lose a sense of community in this time, because before, a couple months ago, back when they were in Europe, we were texting and messaging all the time. Oh my God, Jake licked his guitar. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, we were freaking out all together, right? And we were obsessing over the shows. But the second the shows stop and the boys try to take time for themselves is when everybody starts acting up.
You know what? This is... it's too much. And this is happening with Boy Genius right now, too, where even Vanity Fair was like, are they breaking up? Like, guys, these people are real people. Let them exist as humans. Art can't be fast fashion. It can't be this like non like alive entity that we try to consume, because the only way we know how to exist is as consumers in a capitalist society. Like, you can't consume people. It doesn't happen that way in a healthy... it's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for them. So I just feel for those people. Just famous people in general. They are rich, and they did give up a little bit of privacy when they decided to become famous. But then again, did they really decide?
But they also don't deserve the privacy in their off time. Like, I know me. If I go on a vacation... I enjoy the vacation, sure, but by the end of the trip, after I'm on that plane ride home, I'm like, I want to get to my bed and not talk to anybody for, like, a day.
Yep.
But, like, imagine to be doing a vacation, but you're working the entire time for months on end. And you're in close quarters with everybody.
All the time.
And basically doing, like, three-hour workouts every night, practicing constantly. Like, I would be like, nobody talk to me for months. Please.
Nobody look at me. I don't want to be a person existing. That my freshman year when I went on tour with my choir at my university, that taught me a lot about the dedication that performing and traveling takes. And I am not built for that. Like, I love performing. I have a performance next week, but I can't be on the road doing that. Like, I can't choose the road in the way the boys do, because it's exhausting in a way that, like, you don't understand until you do it. And I know a lot of Gresties are like, well, I choose the road. Like, I'm just as committed as they are. You're not, though, because it's a different existence when you're up there being perceived that much.
Yeah.
It's exhausting. And we talk about, like, being perceived by Danny as being too much. Imagine that times a million. It's too much. It's too much.
And yeah, it's truly a lot. And I feel like Danny must struggle with it the most in terms of, like, having a private life, because he's trying to enjoy himself. And not that you guys are in the wrong for, like, reposting pictures you see of
Danny.
We're
just talking shit. We're not even talking to specific people. We're just talking shit.
We're just chatting. We're shooting the shit. But, like, Danny, out of all of the boys, I see the most stuff of him out with friends and that and at a party. Yeah. And, oh, look, Danny's with this girl. Like, it feels a bit tabloidy sometimes. And I feel bad. But it's not the reposter's fault, right? It's the people that are close to him that are, you know, posting pictures with him. And I mean, maybe he's fine with it. Maybe he doesn't care. But like, I feel like he, out of all of them, is the most public. And that must weigh a ton after a while, unless you're in the right space to deal with it all, which he seems like he is. He talked about therapy at the Grammy U event. So
I hope they have therapy. I need to find a therapist, man. We all need therapy.
Therapy is great, let me tell you.
Sponsored by BetterHelp.
I wish. BetterHelp, call us up.
BetterHelp, hit us up. Our 60 followers.
We have 100 subscribers now. Thank you, guys, by the way.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. We love you.
You guys gave a lot of love to the last episode, and it makes me want to cry.
It's so freaking cool, dude. I do want more people to be, like, aware though of these theories, because I think a lot of people, like, feel this way and think this way. I don't know. I think a lot of people, when they find it, they're like, wait a minute, I didn't realize anybody else was talking about this. I just want those people who feel alone to not feel alone anymore, because it's happening. It's here.
It is. There you go.
Wow, we went off on a tangent.
We did, but I think it was necessary.
It was needed. There's been a lot of, I don't know, I don't want to call anybody out, but there's been a lot of people that I just, like, sometimes I, like, I don't know. I think of things in the context of, like, my own life, right? And on a very small scale, it also happens to me where sometimes my students will Google my name, and then they'll try to figure things out about me. It's so, like, it's so freaky, because you think you can have a life, right? And then you realize, actually, none of it is personal. Actually, everything is on the internet. And any little thing you do is going to be perceived and maybe misconstrued by so many people. And you have no control over that. And you kind of just have to, like, let it go. They're very brave to let that
into the world. Yeah.
Can't hold it back anymore.
Something that, like, reminds me of this whole conversation that we're talking about is a song by Melanie Martinez. She did, like, a whole film for one of her albums, K-12. She has the song called Show and Tell. And, like, that is just generally, like, how artists must feel sometimes. Like, I'm on display for all you guys to see. Like, look at me. I'm just this person. I'm this character that you've made me into. And that must be, like, the most sucky part is, like, you could try to emulate a certain thing all you want, like, spread one message, but sometimes people might misconstrue it or not get it. But I think our fandom is actually pretty good at
most people
getting the message that, you know, peace, love, unity.
You gotta be peaceful. You gotta be peaceful. And we're not even going to talk about Twitter. We have other sources who give us the Twitter content. We are
Please stay off of Twitter.
Please stay off of Twitter. Hey, if you're young, hey, young Gresties, because I know there's a lot of you guys out there. Please, 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 first of all, get off the internet in general, like a vast majority of the day. And then if you are on the internet, don't let it be X. Don't let it be Twitter. It's too much. It's too much. So
yeah,
that's our wise sage advice to you.
Yeah, guys, we're being really wise today.
We're, like, so fucking wise.
The two wise ladies.
The twin-aged, I always say, the twin-aged old lady over here. I've been around the block of the internet, so I know a thing or two.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to the next thing.
Yes.
Impending downs. Downs that have happened. Downs that are coming in the next week. We got 1 week till we get festivals, guys. Festival content. Festival Jake, gotta fuck my shit up. I can't get over that one video from the See Here Now where he's, like, screaming. Jacob, keep your guitar away from your mouth. Jacob, keep your mouth shut. Oh, why are there balloons coming up on the screen?
I'm scared.
If you guys are listening, it was doing a peace sign, aka the number 2 on my fingers, and balloons are showing up.
And it never does it when you want it. No. I have been having a Josh down every time that a live episode comes out because, God, he's just great.
He's fab. I love it.
Fabulous. Every single time.
Guys.
Like, what? What?
Guys, I'm a Josh cheat.
Yeah! Let's talk about it, because you're so fucking twin lane and you never want to say it, but you are!
Okay, that's why Josh is my cheat, okay? Because I look at Jake and I'm like,
you're just in the lane!
I'm like, oh my god, that guitar! Oh my god, what is he doing? Oh my god, but then with Josh, I'm like, oh, he's so cute. He's so sweet. Oh, I just want to hug him. Like, it's two very different levels of laning.
It's sun and moon, but you can't deny that, like, every other day you're like, oh, Josh is so fine.
Because he is, and he knows it.
And he knows that they both know. That's the problem with being in Twin Lane. And I will stand by my very first impression of all of the Gresties. Twin Lane is insane because you're just going back and forth like all day long. It's not bipolar. It's bad. Is that bad to say? I feel like that's bad to say.
What, that we're insane? True.
No, that it's bipolar.
I mean, it's two very, it's very juxtaposed kinds of people. You have Josh, who's very light, airy, lovey. And I'm not saying that Jake isn't any of those things, but Jake pulls up with a freaking British accent pretending to be Oliver Reed all the time. He's wearing all black on stage. He's wearing a hat, like sunglasses. He's not, like, it's two very different things.
He's got the rock star persona down pat.
He's literally just Johnny Depp.
He is.
I'm not complaining.
I'm not complaining.
But as time goes on,
it's fine.
As time goes on, that man is a pirate. Tell me after watching the live sessions, you did not think,
the Johnny Depp. Of a pirate. The swagger of a pirate, truly. Danny was looking pretty good in those videos, too, though. The short curls. He dropped the routine, King. Drop the routine, because, oh, my God. I wish I had those curls.
I know. I was going to say, I can't use his routine, so.
I know. Drop it for all the curly girls out there who don't get the method. I wonder who. You know those TikToks? You know those TikToks that are, like, those women who are, like, I trained your man so that you could have him next. I just wonder what woman trained him. She did a great job.
Or he. It could have been a man. You never know. It could have been a stylist that was just like,
maybe.
We gotta work on this. It's maybe beautiful, but you've got beautiful curls that we can really accentuate.
That's why, okay, so at the space prom, when he did the whole frizzy look, I was like, that's hot, but like, Your curls.
Oh, we didn't talk about that.
We didn't talk about it. Oh, fuck. All right. Well, here we go.
Danny, if you're listening.
No, stop.
Danny.
Stop. My face is going to get red.
We're going to be like the twins in The Shining. Danny.
Yeah.
Play more guitar.
Kick Jake off the fucking stage and shred a little, okay? There, I said it.
Keep Jake on the stage. Actually. Keep him on there. Please.
Dueling guitars?
Here's a better statement for Danny.
Josh on the drums.
Danny, more leather pants immediately.
I don't know if I can survive.
Immediately leather pants, Danny, please.
Stop. I wasn't prepared to talk about that.
Well, listen, somebody asked for 10 hours of Danny content. Now, we can't provide 10 hours of it, but here's your snippet. This goes out to my baby Gresties, who I'm training.
Love you, Dom.
Love you, Dommy. I don't know why I keep doing this. It's more like I'm like, honka, honka.
It's a little spear fingers.
Jazz hands.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Danny, you can wear leather pants more. I won't complain. They're just very rock star. You look good. Do it. No lean comment. Into the rock star.
No comment.
Is this better or worse than Danny Ween? Because seeing Daniel as Anakin.
I'm going to go, actually. I'm going to leave. I'm going to go. Because
I broke Lindsay. She's pointing at her Star Wars poster and screaming and throwing shit. And she's freaking out because she loves Star Wars.
It's fine, actually. Actually, I'm really normal about it, actually.
Yeah?
It's fine.
Did you see the one of Danny as a pirate?
Yeah, that's more for you.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. So normal.
Really normal. Really chill, actually. He's so fine. They're all just beautiful. They're just gorgeous. I love them. I love them so much.
Yeah.
In a very normal way.
We're so normal, guys.
So normal. It's actually really normal to have a podcast about your favorite band, actually. Actually, just so you know. Hey, just so you know. We need. Yeah, this is why we don't drink on these episodes.
we're I'm feeling inspired by episode 7, so
I agree.
I'm having my I got into tequila, guys. I got into it. That episode did it for me.
Oh no.
I had the strength of Jake on my side to finally commit to liking tequila.
So finally committing. I'm doing the whole little I don't do red wine, but the little wine on the stool for the live episodes. Love. It's so romantic. Love. It's so pretty and they really know how to get their angles. They know the vibe. It's a beautiful time all the time. So
somebody wants us. Somebody replied to our Instagram and they want us to rank the live songs so far.
That's impossible.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to try to do it. So I mean, it's really gonna be hard because I mean
meeting them. Okay, all right, here's my brain, because I haven't watched them all consecutively, but I did watch the most recent one. What was the most recent one? Sacred the Thread was really good. I just personally am a choir girly, so the ones with the backup vocalists I like more. And in my head I'm thinking Meeting the Master, Indigo Streak, like they're right there, you know, they're like right next to each other.
See, this song has been growing on me. It was like maybe like
Indigo Streak. Yeah,
not no, I love Indigo Streak. That's always been a top for me. But The Falling Sky, I was always like, this sounds good. But now I'm like, oh my god, I love this song. And that with the strings in it. That's my number one of lives.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. I'm thinking about it now. But here's the thing. I loved that arrangement. But I love the fire more. A little pyro moment. The wow! And it's fire. Ooh! Love that.
So what's your ranking in total?
I mean, Indigo Streak and Meeting the Master, I can't pick.
Okay. And then after that?
Which one just came out again?
Sacred the Thread.
Okay, Sacred the Thread. And then Falling Sky. I don't know, man. The Falling Sky was really good. I just love it live, like in concert. I just really, it's just such a good opener. Well, and Josh
imagine
has.
Imagine it's only these four live things. You haven't seen them live. Take that out of the equation.
I can't. I like the fire.
Okay, pyromaniac.
And what if I am? That's why I love Greta Van Fleet.
It's so true. For me, it goes. Falling Sky, Meeting the Master, Indigo Streak, and then Sacred the Thread.
But he had such heart in Sacred the Thread. That's the thing, is like every time he sings Sacred the Thread, you can just feel how much it means to him. And in that recording, he was so on. There was no scooping vocally. Okay, this is the difference, because vocally, Josh killed that live episode. And you could see it in his face. He was feeling it. He was on pitch. He was above the pitch. Just incredible.
Of course. All of those things, because, yeah, I understand it all.
Bitch, you've known me for long enough. You know this shit right now.
I know. I can't put the Indigo Streak last. I can't do it. That's the only thing.
You can't.
It's so funny because between you and Cooper, my boyfriend, it's so weird how much music stuff I know now, because I was a surface level music listener for years. Like, I would listen to older stuff and be like, I'm different, right? But now I'm like, oh, the time signature for this song is 4/4. And he's like,
hell yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Hell
and
yeah.
And I'm like, that's a Mellotron. And he's like,
hell yeah.
Yeah, it is. And I'm like, oh my
hell
God.
Yeah. I think so. Well, and being a Greta fan, you really get into it too, because they're serious about that shit. Like, they treat all of their like instruments very like sacred. Everything that they choose is very specific, and
which is what Matthew said. It's all very sacred to them,
mm-hmm.
and it's sacred to us, guys. Greta Van Fleet, you're sacred. the thread. Yeah,
it's, no, but it's like they really do, like, I don't know. What was he saying? He was saying their choice to use like old film and such is very romantic. And I think that that's the right, not necessarily in like the lovey-dovey sense of the word, but it's all romanticized in the choices that they make to use the instruments they do, to do the instrumentation that they do. And you can tell when Jake uses his busted up, like they're performing at such a high level. They have the money to fix this shit, but he doesn't. He doesn't. And I look at the guitar, I'm like, that's a
poor thing. Poor thing. I'm breaking Lindsay all over the place.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm gonna have to go get another cup. Good lord.
I'm out. All right, we're gonna slowly do our wrap up here, guys. You know that we're not good at it, but last few notes. We have the tour coming up. We'll see a bunch of you in Pittsburgh that we know of. I think that's the most.
We want to do something like beforehand, right? Because we're not in Pitt, so we don't have to worry about Pitt.
No, but if, I mean, I don't know if there's going to be a meetup. I know, like, a lot of people plan those, but, like, we just want to see a whole bunch of you. Like, I want to give you a friendship bracelet. I want to give you a friendship bracelet. I want to give you a hug. Like, I want to see you guys because I just see you as little icons on my phone, and that's not fun anymore. I need to see you anymore. With my eyeballs.
It is fun, but we want to also give you physical hugs.
If you're cool, if you're consenting to our hugs.
Consent is key.
Consent. They'll hug us.
Bitch, they'll hug us. I'll hug them. They'll want to hug me.
Where my hug at?
Grusties, where my hug at?
Hugga, hugga.
Oh my fucking god, bro. No, I love hug. I am very much Kiska coded in that way. I'm a very physical touch person.
Did you see the thing about Josh and the fucking hugging?
I did.
He won't let go until you do?
Yeah, I did. And I actually can't process that you're saying that right now and also cry.
Do you know what that's what they do in Disney, the characters? They're not allowed to let go of your hugs until you let go of the hug. Josh is... This is what I mean, guys. This is what makes me like be like, ugh, Josh, because like it's not so much that I'm like, oh my god, Josh. I'm like, Josh.
That's what makes me that way.
Yeah, I think if I ever locked eyes with Josh, just like,
I'd actually disintegrate. Actually, yeah. I'd actually pass away. So I can't actually think about that. So,
but we're not, guys. We're normal.
We're really normal. Actually, it's very normal to disintegrate when you see a white man from Michigan. Oh my god, I gotta humble myself every day. Hey, those four men. You could have gone to high school with them. And you know what helps me? Those pictures. Those pictures on Pinterest. Josh, it's Susie.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's what reminds me that they're normal people. Like,
I could have directed like Susie that. This year, bro. I could have directed it. Had my principal been like chill, but he wasn't. But I was just thinking about it. I was like, wow, I wonder who my little Josh is going to be.
Oh, your little Josh. What was I gonna say? No, I forgot.
Ugh. Sorry.
Josh distracted you. We talk about this a lot, but if I ever met them, I was thinking about this the other day because I saw that video of Jake with the with somebody at Grammy U, and he was like, "Stop shaking!" Like, I feel like he would just yell at me because I'd be like, you know.
We would need a support Grusty to be there to us.
We need like, see, it's not so much that like I'd be like freaking out because it's them. I just have such severe anxiety that's what I'm nervous mostly about. It's just like, you've seen Friends, right? Yeah. I'm Chandler Bing in uncomfortable situations.
Yeah.
I'm just awkward.
I feel like if I were doing it with you, which I would only ever agree to meet them with you. But if you were there, I would feel this ability to be strong because you are there. So that would help me be like, it's fine, it's chill. I have to be chill for Zoe because I need to be this like person who's chill. And then later I'd freak the fuck out.
Yeah. You'd be my mom.
Mom, it's me.
Anyways, all right, I got through everything on our list. Last thing I want to touch on, hold on. I need visual representation. Mm. Okay, guys, my latest hunt right now that I'm opening up to the public. I need help finding out. I'm gonna try to get as close.
Just flex, why don't you? Flex on us.
See the little symbols on the gate, guys, above the gate.
On her casual red copy of Tabag.
Here's my Valentine's Day.
That her Cooper got her. Ugh, I need a Cooper.
I know. Cooper is the only one that is, I think, able to put up with the amount of grestying that I do on a daily basis. So
me, bitch.
Well, obviously you. I just meant men's.
Men's.
So
that's so funny. We need to figure out what those symbols mean. So.
Yes, I've posted them on our Instagram story, and I'll put them up again, and maybe you guys can help me. I figured out some of the letters. Some of them are Greek. Some of them are Latin. I just can't figure out. There's one that looks like a C, and then with a line on it, and then one with a backward C with a line on it, and I can't figure out what those are. So that's what's tripping me up.
Trying to figure it out.
So if anybody has any knowledge of possibly ancient civilization alphabets, let me know.
Hit us up, Cresties.
Hit us up.
As always, like, subscribe, comment.
Hey, what's up, you guys? If you like this video, make sure you like and comment.
What's up, you guys? Yes, it helps the algorithm when you... No, but it's actually kind of true. Like, I don't want to be an influencer about it, but if you know a Gresty who is not listening and you really enjoy this shit, please send it to them because they might also enjoy it.
Come hang out with us. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're really totally cool and...
We're so cool. We're like that hey fellow teens meme.
Hello, fellow teenagers. Do you want to hang out with us?
We're really cool and normal and not weird.
No, we're not.
Yeah, but actually the other thing is we are weird and that's okay. And
I love but we're not like weird. We're like weird, you know? We're very my God. We're very iCarly.
Oh my God. Oh my God. We're so iCarly coded.
We're so iCarly coded with our little web show.
Wait, I'm Car- Wait, but you're kind of Carly because you're kind of in charge.
I don't know.
You have like- Carly energy while looking and acting like Sam, and I have Sam energy while looking like Carly.
I agree. You're not as aggressive as Sam, though. Sometimes, oh, yeah? With the way that you're, like, musically nerdy, you do give Freddy.
Cool.
And with my film stuff, I give off Freddy, too. So we both got a little bit of Freddy in us.
You know what? It's better than Gibby.
You don't like Gibby?
I love Gibby. I don't want to give Gibby vibes.
I want to give off Spencer vibes 24/7.
I want to give off Spencer vibes. Yeah, 100%. 100%. You are Sam and I am Carly. You're so right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I think sometimes you're Spencer.
Aww.
Like fun, wacky, older sibling vibes.
Shucks. Mm-hmm. I love Spencer. But yeah, this is the place. So get them on it. That's our edict to you. Get your other Gresties on here. It's up to you.
We're gonna steal all of you. Come hang out with us. Come be our
besties. Only you can prevent forest fires.
As always, guys, if you don't follow us on Instagram, you can go to our Instagram at Peaceful Army Podcast. You can find us there. We do our breakdowns. We do all of our fun stuff. We have crazy, silly little times together. And then... if you like TikTok, we don't post on it a lot since the UMG stuff came out. But you could follow us there at Peaceful Army Pod. Mm-hmm. Or links will be in the description. So you can
and that's it. No Twitter.
And that's it. We're not any other places on the internet, guys.
And if you try to follow me on Instagram, I might let you. But unless you have like Greta in your tags... or like, you know, your bio, I probably won't know who the hell you are. So I know. I've had a lot of people try to follow me, and sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'm chill with that. But as teacher, I don't let randos follow me because those bitches try to all the time.
See, my account's public. I'm just like, it's already out there anyways. Hey, who cares?
What are you going to do? What am I going to do? But yeah, if you try to follow me and I don't follow you back, that's why. I'm sorry. I just didn't know who the hell you were. Oops.
But anyways, this is what we mean by we take long. Because we never want it to end, guys. Can you blame us? Okay. Never. Anyways, leave a comment about what you thought about today's episode. Any thoughts that you have. Anything that you learned or thought was interesting. And we will see you again in a fortnight. We'll see you again in a fortnight.
We will see you then. Bye, Guesties.
Bye, Guesties. Hong Kong.
Bye, Guesties.